The state's chief economist says an economic recovery can't happen as long as mounting foreclosures keep housing prices depressed. Amy Baker told the Senate Judiciary Committee that unsold inventory is the biggest problem in Florida, and foreclosures keep adding to it.
That it's backlogged and that it's not moving is just freezing us in place for a housing adjustment that has to occur for us to move forward.
During the 2010 legislative session, lawmakers approved 1 year of funding that enabled the courts to temporarily hire senior judges and case managers to handle foreclosures. Those special dockets were very effective at cutting down on the backlog. State Courts Administrator Lisa Goodner told senators the cases were reduced by nearly 44%.
When those resources went away, all of our chief judges asked us, is there any way we can keep this program in place? Because we have figured this out and we know how to move these cases. So if the legislature is interested in giving us those resources again, we absolutely will work with you on that.
Last fall, companies were caught robo-signing piles of foreclosure documents without verifying the information. That resulted in a brief moratorium on foreclosures. Since Florida courts are largely funded through foreclosure filing fees, the moratorium led to a significant cash shortfall. One option before lawmakers is to do like 30 other states and take the courts completely out of the process. Foreclosure cases move much more quickly in states that bypass the courts. Even if lawmakers approve that change, it likely won't go into effect until next summer. For now, foreclosures must be heard in a court system that's running out of money. Chief Justice Charles Kennedy has asked the governor for a $46 million loan to keep the courts operating at full capacity through March. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.